From the California Institute of Technology, this is the Lowdown on Science with Sandrit Singh Low.
You think you know everything there is to know about pink flamingos, right? They stand on one spindly leg. They're rose-colored pink because of the shellfish and shrimp in their diet, and they use erectile tissue to feed. That's right. And any joke that may occur to one we cannot make on family radio. Regardless, researchers at Ohio State discovered this peculiarity while studying the evolution of jaw muscles in lizards, birds, and dinosaurs. They used a special type of computed tomography scan, CT scan, that can highlight blood vessel anatomy. It revealed large oval masses of erectile tissue on the floor of the flamingo's mouth. The reason why has to do with the odd way the birds feed. While standing in shallow water, head in the water, they'll twist their bills upside down and swish their heads from side to side. Their tongue acts like a piston, sucking water into the front of the bill, then pushing it out the sides. Algae and crustaceans get pulled in and trapped. The erectile tissues help because, as they fill with blood, the tissue stiffens and the stiff tissue strengthens and supports the floor of the mouth during the water algae slurping activity. The researchers call it an anatomical oddity. All I can say is thank goodness those lawn flamingos don't have this anatomical oddity, or that would really be tacky.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by Caltech in Pasadena, California, on the web at caltech.edu, and by 89.3 KPCC. Support comes from TIAA CREF, Financial Services for the Greater Good, on the web at TIAA-CREF.org.